In Texas, a criminal case has many people questioning the use of what is called snitch testimony. Snitch testimony is when someone in jail testifies against a defendant after making a deal with prosecutors. The case in question is from 1994. That's when Anthony Graves was convicted of murder after another man named Graves as his accomplice. The man who named him was in prison at the time. He was the jailhouse informant, or the snitch. But the snitch has since recanted. Graves remains on death row. From Austin, Texas, Janet Heimlich reports.
It was a horrific crime that took place in the small town of Somerville, 95 miles east of Austin. On August 18, 1992, a family of six, including four children, was shot, stabbed, and bludgeoned to death. The bodies were then set on fire to cover up the crime. Police first picked up Robert Carter. He was the father of one of the victims and had burns on him. Carter confessed and named his wife's cousin, Anthony Graves, as his accomplice. When police arrested Graves, he denied having anything to do with the murders. He says he couldn't believe that Carter had accused him of such a crime.
I kind of laughed because I'm thinking it's just a big misunderstanding. I said, that dude don't know me.
It was not a laughing matter. Graves was charged with capital murder. In February of 1994, Carter was sentenced to death for the crimes. Then Graves was tried in the fall of that year. Charles Sebesta was the district attorney who prosecuted Graves. Sebesta says he presented circumstantial evidence, but that's not what convinced the jury to find Graves guilty and sentence him to death.
I think the most significant aspect of that trial was Robert Earl Carter's testimony at trial.
Carter was Sebesta's key witness. After taking the stand, Carter said he killed one of the victims and Graves killed the rest.
That was, the biggest factor for me, his testimony, Carter's testimony.
Vicki Hansen sat on the jury.
He was just really convincing. He just said that he felt that he had to do this because, he was involved in the killing of his own son and he just wanted to make things right.
But Hansen says she doesn't remember an important piece of information prosecutors shared with the jury. They had made a deal with Carter. In exchange for his testimony against Graves, prosecutors agreed not to ask Carter questions about his wife's possible involvement. Carter is what many in the legal profession call a snitch, someone who's in trouble with the law and makes a deal with prosecutors in exchange for testifying against a defendant. Rob Warden is the executive director of the Center on Wrongful Convictions at Chicago's Northwestern University School of Law. Warden says snitch testimony is highly unreliable and should be banned from the courtroom.
No media outlet in this country, for all of the faults of the media, would ever publish a story or air a story based on the kind of information that snitches use with impunity in the courtroom. And yet our government is using this sort of unfounded information to send people to the execution chamber.
The Center on Wrongful Convictions recently finished a study that shows that in the more than 100 cases where death row inmates have been exonerated, nearly 40% involved snitch testimony. When the Illinois General Assembly meets in November, it is expected to take up a bill that aims to reduce snitch testimony in death penalty cases. The bill would require judges to hold pretrial hearings to verify the credibility of snitches before they testify.
That's not a good idea.
Rob Keppel is general counsel for the Texas District and County Attorneys Association. Keppel says prosecutors should not be limited to how they use snitches. He points out that by law, juries must be told of any deals. Keppel says snitch testimony is often necessary to convict criminals.
As a prosecutor, I'll take my evidence wherever I can get it. And if someone calls me from the jail and says, hey, my roommate just told me that he really did rape this woman, and that he was going to pretend to be insane to try to get out of it, which, by the way, is a real case, you bet I'm going to use that witness if I can verify that and let the jury judge that credibility.
In the Graves case, the snitch's testimony is being questioned. A couple years after the trial, Carter began telling other death row inmates he had lied on the witness stand. He said Graves had had nothing to do with the murders and had accused him to prevent prosecutors from charging Carter's wife as an accomplice. One of the first people to hear Carter's recantations was Carrie Cook. Cook was in prison with Carter and Graves before he was exonerated. Cook says he first talked to Graves and heard his story. Then he asked Carter, did he really frame Graves for a crime he didn't do?
And he said yes. And it took me a few seconds to recuperate from that shock, because this meant everything Anthony Graves had been telling me was in fact true.
Carter signed affidavits, appeared in videotapes, and gave depositions trying to clear Graves' name. Before he was executed in 2000, Carter said in his final statement, "It was me and me alone. Anthony Graves had nothing to do with it. I lied on him in court." Juror Vicki Hansen says during the trial she felt 100% sure Graves was guilty. Now, after hearing about Carter's recantations, she wonders whether the jury did the right thing.
I mean, I'd hate to see that we didn't make a mistake that big.
Yet prosecutor Charles Sebesta has fought Graves' efforts to get a new trial. He says he doesn't believe the recantations. Sebesta says while he can't prove it, he thinks Carter's wife Cookie was a third accomplice, and Carter was trying to prevent her from ever being prosecuted.
Carter was afraid that after he was executed, that Graves would come back in and say, "Look, I'll make a deal with you. You commute me to life, I'll give you Cookie."
But Graves, who continues to proclaim his innocence, accuses Sebesta of putting politics above justice.
It's all about a conviction. And that's what basically the system is boiled down to. Going into the court and winning at all costs, regardless. It's not about innocence anymore.
Graves' efforts to appeal his case have not been successful. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals discounted Carter's recantations, saying one of his statements conflicts with other evidence presented at trial. The case is now in federal court. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.